question is often put in terms such as these. If God is a God of love, why does he allow so much suffering in the world? In this session, I want to address the first part of this question particularly. Is God a God of love? The Bible tells us that God loves us and does not want us to suffer. It is literally full of God's promises to us. To enumerate them all would be a monumental task. It is said there are over 8,000 blessings of God in the Bible. Let us look at a representative sample of them. Philippians 4:19. My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So God will supply our every need. Romans 8:28. In everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. So God works for our good. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So God looks after us. Luke 6:37, forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put in your lap. So God will provide abundantly if we are generous. Then there are the promises that God will hear our prayers. God will forgive us if we repent and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God will keep us from evil and temptation if that is what we want. God will not forsake us if we cling to him. God will take all our cares upon him. Jesus said, come to me all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and so on. There is certainly great evidence that God loves us and does not want us to suffer. Why then do devout Christians sometimes suffer quite severely? There are at least three biblical reasons why this could be so. The first was referred to by Jesus when he healed a person who was asked, well, who sinned, this person or his parents, to cause his problem? Jesus said that it was not sin that caused the complaint, but rather it was that God would be glorified through the healing which took place. As Christians, we are to honour God in everything we do, say, or experience. And sometimes Christians can honour God greatly through suffering. There is a story told on a cassette tape I have of a minister who was afflicted with terminal cancer quite early in his ministry. His congregation and his fellow ministers were distressed to see him failing rapidly. But they relate that his cheerful witness during the last months of his suffering caused 35 people that they know of to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour. We know also that the Christian martyrs throughout the ages honoured God in suffering, and they do so today, particularly under communist torture in countries like Romania. In the now famous book Tortured for Christ by Richard Wurmbrand, he tells of the wonderful witness of himself and many other Christians as they won even communists to Christ as they suffered. The lesson for us in these examples is that suffering in the lives of Christians usually provides a wonderful opportunity to witness for the Lord, and out of the suffering comes glory to God and ultimately great rewards for those who suffer in this way, as the scriptures tell us in a number of places. In 1 Peter 5:10, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish and strengthen you. And in John 16:20, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is in travail, she has sorrow, but when she is delivered of the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a child is born into the world. So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you.